Hello?
Hey, Tammy,
Hello?
how are you doing? It's Vern Johnson.
Oh, okay, good. All right. So do we have the Lance Corporal there?
Yes, we do. You ready?
Yes.
I will give the phone to him. Hold on just one
Great,
second.
thank you.
How's it going? It's Lance Corporal
Yes, okay. Hi, this is Tammy Roloff at Z1077 Radio. First thing I want to do is to have you pronounce your name for me a couple of times to make sure that I get the pronunciation right. How do you say your first name?
Okay. Kenneth?
Kenneth?
Yes.
Because there's an I in there, and so I want to make sure it's not like Kenneth or anything. It's Kenneth?
No, it's still sounded out the same.
Kenneth?
Yes.
Okay, so you say it for me again.
Kenneth.
And how do you say your last name?
Kimbrough?
Kimbrough?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and it says here that you are a Lance Corporal in service for 1.5 years.
Yes.
Okay. And so you're a logistic embark specialist, which I don't know what that is. Can you explain your job to me in terms that your average civilian would understand?
Well, basically, with logistics embark, I'm in charge of getting units ready for deployment and redeployment. Out here, I deal with a lot of just like tracking flights that come in and out, scheduling personnel to go around to different FOBs or areas to conduct like electrical work or logistical support, just things like that.
You said tracking flights that come in and out and scheduling what?
For other personnel that need to leave the base and go to other different areas to provide support as far as electrical support or, logistical support.
You said electrical?
Yes.
I don't understand the electrical support. What is that?
Just like if like one of the systems that we use or whatever goes down, I send people out to go fix it.
Like electricity, is that what you're talking about? If the
Yes.
power goes out?
Yes.
Wow, that doesn't seem to have anything to do with the other part of your job of tracking flights in and out.
It's a pretty broad job.
Huh. Wow. Okay. So how many people do you keep track of? I mean, or how many people are there that you, I don't know, how many, you said that you are in charge of getting people in and out of the country. So how many people would that be?
I don't really have a specific number per se, but it's just like different units coming out, and those units could consist of various, different numbers of Marines.
So what's the biggest challenge for working in Afghanistan as opposed to Twin Palms?
I would say just as far as my job, it's a lot more lot more going on because there's constantly people moving. So it's a lot more people to keep track of. I say more on a personal level. The hardest part would be, I guess, not being able to talk to my family as much.
So what do you like about your job?
It's hard to pick out specifics. I like actually being, you know, hands-on as far as, you know, moving people and gear around. You know, I get a first-hand look at what it is that I'm doing, and being able to see that, having a first-hand look at that, it's, you know, it's pretty motivating.
So you, you schedule flights from Afghanistan back to the United States and from, you know, like, the United States to Afghanistan? Is that how it works, or?
Mostly I schedule flights within Afghanistan. People going around from base to base, that's what I deal with more. And as well as, like, gear and equipment, you know, scheduling transportation for moving people's equipment around, too, so.
So if somebody out in the middle of nowhere says, hey, we need this, whatever this is, you would schedule a flight or find a flight that's going there or finding a convoy or something and arrange for it to get out there?
Exactly. Like, someone, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, they would, you know, get in contact with me. You know, if they need something, I'll talk to who I need to talk to. And, you know, and I schedule to have that stuff or personnel move to that area to assist.
How long does it normally take?
About 3 days, depending on priority. You know, higher priority things, they get out a lot quicker, or personnel.
So do you see any good things going on where you are?
I do. Like, as far as, like, where I work, like, in the area that I work in or, like, around the base?
Anywhere.
Yes. Like, around where I work, like, everyone works with everybody. And some form or fashion, you know, everyone has to work with everybody, and seeing that, seeing how we work together as a team, you know, everything runs smoothly, and, you know, that's good things happen like that.
So, do you think you'll make the Marine Corps career?
I plan on it. You know, I plan on making the career. I also have my doubts, you know, contemplating getting out, going back to school, or even going the officer route. That's thought about that as well.
So, talk to me about your dad and your aunt's influence on joining the Marine Corps.
My dad, he's real, you know, hardcore Marine Corps. So, being around the house growing up, you know, I see a lot of Marine Corps stuff. And younger, being, you know, when I was younger, I didn't exactly know what it was.
I'm sorry,
I
what?
Grew up, you know, kind of, what's that?
I didn't understand what you said. You said he's hardcore Marine Corps, and you see a lot of Marine Corps stuff. But then I didn't understand what you said after that.
Growing up, you know, around the house, as I grew up, I, you know, got a better understanding of what it was, and just seeing the, you know, the pride he had in the Marine Corps, you know, that influenced me to want to be a part of that. And as far as my aunt, you know, I see how she is, like, as a person. I never really see her, you know, in the uniform, but even out of the uniform, she still acts in a professional way, you know, as if she were in the uniform. And, you know, seeing how the Marine Corps could make someone a better citizen, you know, that sets me up for the future.
Is your aunt, is she your dad's sister?
She's my mom's sister.
Okay, and what did your dad say when you told him you wanted to join the Marine Corps?
At first he was pretty hesitant about it, you know, given all the conflict going on, and you know, he didn't, you know, want to see anything happen to me, of course. But once I sat down with him, I talked to him, and he realized that, you know, this is what I wanted to do, and, you know, he was behind me 100%.
Was your, did you talk to your aunt at all about your decision?
Yes, she was actually very excited. She knew that I was going to love it, and she just wished me the best. So she's been behind me from the moment she found out that I was joining.
And do you love it?
I do. I do meet a lot of great people, and just seeing, you know, the things that we do as Marines, how it makes us, you know, better people. You know, I just I love it.
So you were probably a Marine Corps brat growing up then, traveling around, moving from base to base?
I was, yes. My dad, he did a few years in the Marine Corps and got out and went Air Force. So, you know, between Marine Corps, Air Force, this and that. I traveled to a lot of different places.
I'm sorry, he got out and went Air Force and then what?
And then just between, you
All right,
know,
hold on just,
Marine
hold
Corps
on just a minute. Wait, Lance Corporal, just wait. Okay, I'm sorry. So your dad was in the Marine Corps and he got out and went Air Force, which seems like that's a
right.
big change, isn't it?
It is. He wanted to work on, he liked working on planes and jets and whatnot. So he felt that joining the Air Force would be a better decision for him. So just between Marine Corps and Air Force, you know, I've traveled to a lot of different places.
Did you have any thoughts about joining the Air Force instead of the Marine Corps then?
I did, actually. When I was first thinking about joining the military, that was what I was thinking about. That's the branch I was thinking about joining. But as time went on, I still continued to see the pride that my dad had in the Marine Corps and just the buddies that he met while in the Marine Corps that he was still friends with. Just to see that brotherhood and the pride that they had, I wanted to be a part of that.
Okay, and so is he still in the military or has he retired?
Well, he's retired. He's been out for about 10 years now. But he still continues to work on planes for a company of Boeing.
Okay. Do you know how many years he was in the Marines?
I never actually got into specifics with him about that. Never went into detail.
Okay. Do you have any... what's your most memorable moment so far of this deployment?
For Christmas Day, we had a cookout over in one of the lots, and everybody just came together, ate food, played football. Just seeing us all come together, it was like a big, big family. So I'd say that'd be my most memorable moment so far.
And so, what's your day like? What time do you get up, and what time do you go to work, and what time do you get off work, and then what do you do when you do get off work?
Usually I'll wake up about 5:30. I'll go to the gym for about an hour, get done with that, shower, and then head to work. Usually get to work about 8:00. From there, I work through for about 12 hours, get off about 8:00 at night. And then from there, that's just my relaxed time. I try to contact my parents or I just watch movies, just to relax in the day.
Is your job pretty stressful?
It can be, keeping track of... a lot of different flights, personnel, moving around, gear moving around, trying to schedule things, make sure people and, you know, the gear get to where they need to get in a timely manner. So it can be stressful at times.
When you joined the Marine Corps, did you think that you wanted to go into logistics, or what was it that you thought you'd be doing in the Marine Corps?
To be honest, I kind of didn't really have an idea of what I wanted to do. We just kind of played a key in me joining, because I was unsure what I wanted to do, so I figured if I, you know, join the Marine Corps, you know, get into a job and possibly like it, then I could get good at it and make a career out of it. So, and actually my aunt is in logistics as well, so when I went down to sign the papers, you know, I wanted to get into logistics because she said she loves it.
So when you signed up, you said you wanted to go into logistics then? Is that what you said?
Yes, but I was still going in with an open mind. I didn't want to just have my, you know, my heart set just on logistics. That was just kind of an idea or an area that I would have liked to get into, which I'm glad I did.
And were you excited when you found out that you were going to be deploying?
I was, yes, because and actually I found out as soon as I checked in with the unit, you know, I found out we were going to be deploying. So it was a shocker at first, but ultimately I was excited. You know, I wanted to, you know, learn my job as much as I could, so that I could, you know, come out here and be effective, be able to make an impact.
Okay, so anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked you?
Well, the food out here is great.
The food out there is great.
I imagine. Is there anybody that wanted to know?
Well, good. Glad to hear it. I have asked a couple other Marines about the food, and they all say the same thing, that the food is great. So that's good for your cooks
nights
out there. Okay, well, I appreciate you talking with me today, Lance Corporal Kimbrough. I guess that's about all that I have for you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, or good night, I guess it is there.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.